What's up, guys? It's the Hurricane in the studio, and I really don't remember how to start these because it's been a minute since I've actually been on board and recorded, pressing the record button myself. So I already know what it is. You clicked it yourself. We got Warren's Insanity, and it's capitalized, as it else really is. And not on board for the first time in a minute, we have...
I'm getting ripped tonight,
Mike, back off.
Okay, it's me, DJ K, over here in the corner.
Yup. And I'd say this is a pretty cool setup for us. You know, it's like a little bit of nostalgia. Because when I'm telling you, it really has been a while since, like, I've been on the board. Like, it's, normally I just sit in my little seat. I push my back against the wall. I get real comfortable. And now real I'm just, like, sitting upright. It's kind of weird.
Real comfortable is an understatement.
Oh, yeah, because I got more comfortable. This podcast wasn't posted. It really didn't turn out that good. But what I'm telling you, we took the chair, and I was like, I wish I could, like, pull the mic up so it could be, like, hovering over my chest, and I could, like, be laying back while still being audible. And kind of was like, oh, but you can. And so I was like,
because that was my position all the time.
I was laying back against the wall. I had the mic on me, and I was like, I'm too comfortable at this point.
A little too. I might.
So I had to, like, sit back up. It was,
but that podcast was scrapped.
It was.
To the gods.
It was awful, actually.
Not even on us. It was some levels. We had someone who really asked to be on our podcast.
They didn't ask. They followed. They said, can we be, yeah, no, can I be on?
Homie said, can I be on the podcast?
We ignored.
And
can I be on?
Then they just came sat down. With us. So we were like, all right. Sure.
When I'm telling you that was the most reluctant, do you want to be on this podcast?
And then the levels were so booty that I was upset.
When, oh, yeah, no. I left class like, man, what was you?
How you going to ask to be on and then mess it up? You would opt for that.
Like, I'm going to try and, like, give y'all an example of what they were like. So it's like.
Oh, I got you. It was kind of like this.
Further back. Them levels too high.
It was actually like, homie was here. Like
don't
this,
forget
and
that
then
she was
also talking off to the side.
And kind of mumbling.
So it would be like this. So we had a whole conversation, and the levels were like this because the mic was in front of her, but she was trying to talk to me instead of to her mic. So it kind of sounded like this the whole time, and it was booty. I'm literally sitting in a chair with better levels.
Literally.
I'm relaxed in a chair right now. Actually, if y'all were wondering how I'm sitting... I pulled up one of the cushion chairs with the arm thing.
And because normally we're in higher up, like, stool chairs.
Yeah. So I'm so used to having my chair all the way up that sitting in this isn't, like, super comfortable. And I didn't feel like leaning back on the wall. So I'm just like this right now.
Like a Jeep driver in a low-riding car.
Yeah. That's, like, the perfect example.
All right. So what I wanted to talk about, what we talked about last time. We just want to pick this up. We didn't even touch on it that much because... Wasn't it old person who interjected themselves that kept changing the topic from it?
Yeah. So it wasn't even a good one anyway because it wasn't on topic at all.
Yep. So what we're going to talk about is really just how kids have been growing up these days compared to how we've been growing up. Because I feel like while we had stupid challenges that would be like, oh, eat like a spoonful of cinnamon. Rub ice on your arm and put salt on it. See how many marshmallows you could put in your mouth.
Oh, my gosh. With the theirs, chubby bunny challenge?
With theirs, it's more like, I'm going to take your... If you want more Robux, you can take your parents' credit card, put in all that information, and then it'll be saved. So you can just regularly take your parents'
like,
money.
This is just theft. This is just
like,
theft.
What happened to the original plot of the movie? They don't watch the same YouTubers. Like, my cousin, that's my nephew. My nephew will come over. My nieces and nephews will all come over. And, like, as opposed to in that scenario where I'd be watching such videos, as I said, they will just put on TikTok compilations.
Yes.
And I don't mean, like, oh, like, funny ones.
Like, no. All dance songs?
Yes.
I hate it. I had my cousin come over, and she played a... Say So compilation and just kept doing the dance just repeatedly, and I was like, nothing is different here. There's not a single thing different.
My, like, nieces and nephew will, like, they don't care about it being the same song, but they care about it being the same person. So it'll be like, oh, like original, it'll be like, no. It'll be like original TikToker versus like Addison Rae. And so it put like, they'd put the original next to Addison Rae. It was also never Addison Rae. I asked them about Addison Rae and they're like, no, Addison Rae sucks. And I was like, okay, great. Cause we're all black and I don't think she's fond of us.
I don't, not really.
Charli D'Amelio is kind of, I want her to change her icon. I'm really interested in seeing how that's going to go for her.
Oh, the Black Lives Matter. Yes. She's scared too. She's scared.
It's almost been a year.
It's honestly, she's scared. No, yeah, actually, no. Okay, I'll be trying to think, but I don't even think Charli D'Amelio is that bad. Like, I know there's like the,
oh, I like her, yeah.
Yeah, I know there's like the She Stole the Dance, which, and I'm in no way like, oh yeah, like that's good for her. But I'm just saying,
things
like,
things get gentrified. Like, it's,
yeah, like,
if y'all got mad at every gentrifier, there'd be like a constant civil
but
war.
But you see, like, that's where my thing is, like, you can't like necessarily say that she definitely like saw this girl's video and stole the dance, because it's like
she watered it.
It was more
down.
Watered so down than the Powerade I had this morning. It wasn't the same dance. It wasn't the same dance. And I know, okay, my, you know how Powerade is like 90% sugar. My Powerade was 90% water, 2% juice. No, 90% water, 9% ice, and like 2% juice.
No, I think, like, what other things are kids growing up with compared to us? I feel like there was never really, like, one game that we all, like, settled upon. So people were like, oh, Pop Tropica, Animal Jam, Club Penguin. Stuff like that. While they're all, like, Roblox, period. If you don't have Roblox on your phone, don't talk to me. It's Roblox.
See, like, I play Roblox, too, but I don't, like, play. I don't get half the games. Like, I can play, like, the obbies and stuff where, like, you're, like, just doing levels. But I cannot seem to understand those, like, gym simulations or, like, workouts and stuff.
Kyle, when I'm telling you, I have never played Roblox. I used to go to the YMCA and, like, somebody had me download Roblox on the computers that they had. And even then, I, like, didn't play it because I didn't have an email at the time. I couldn't make an account. So, like, me and my friend were seeing this game trending on TikTok. And it was like Escape from Shiro Terizawa. It was a Haikyuu game. And it was like a horror game where you were being chased down dark hallways and you had to escape. Mind you, it was very low quality. So it's
Roblox. Like a 10-year-old made it.
Like, I'm talking like, oh, I think it was a high schooler. But I'm talking like just square hallways. There'd be like pink lighting where it was like the lobbies for where the seekers were. And also the seekers weren't real people. They were bots. Where it was those kind of bots where they wouldn't stop if you were out there. If you were out of their line of sight, that wouldn't make them stop. They'd follow a route that it would assume that you went and go until it saw another person or you again.
So they were like grimacing bots.
They were horrifying. So most of the bots were silent except for one. Because you could hear him coming because he like had a little song he'd sing. It's a song he sung in the anime Haikyuu. I'm not going to sing it here because I would cringe at myself for you listening to this. So I heard him and I was like, oh, that doesn't mean anything. I've heard it like 4 times and like nothing has happened. And like I'd say like the 5th time hit, jump scared. I lost it. I was on call with Natalia and she was like, ah! I was like, what? And she was like, I just got jump scared by Tendo. I was like, oh, that just means she got caught. No, I guess if you hear him sing that song 5 times, you're getting jump scared regardless of how good you've been running. So and I'm telling you, it wasn't even a good jump scare. You just heard "Nani wo!" like loud as everything, and he like take over your screen. When I'm telling you, I like fell over because my setup used to be like a box on the floor, and I sit next to the box. I like fell over, just like let the computer sit there for a minute. I was not enjoying myself. And we play like other games; they all suck. When I decided I'd never play Roblox.
I don't understand Roblox. The one thing that I will not get is like with us is the Tide Pods thing, because I know we've talked about it before, but it still upsets me. Because they were like, it was a good thing because it got Tide to put like the little safety guard lock on their Tide Pods.
That's not, continue.
Well, yeah, I know it's like, so that's good because they weren't there. They just used to be in like a really easy to open case. But they were like locking up Tide Pods in Walmart. Like they were literally like so scared that no one was actually eating them. I think maybe like 2 people might have ate a Tide Pod, But everybody was more
unrelated,
like,
to the people that were like, oh, they look like fruit snacks.
Yeah.
It was people that ate them.
Yeah. Like, there's people who ate them, but that was just a really weird on them thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, everybody else was like, because the blue, the light blue and the dark blue, oh, those kind of look like a fruit snack. But no one was ever like, let me try this detergent. Because it's not like we didn't know it was detergent. We knew.
Just because you think something looks good doesn't mean that you're about to, like, go ham on it. I think those decoration grapes look delicious. That does not mean I'm going to eat a decoration
grape. Have you seen that TikTok trend where she'll be like, replaceable foods for non-edible items?
What?
Okay, yeah. So basically she'll take like a non-edible item and give you like an edible replacement for it.
Like not a cake, but like the trend where you make a cake look like a fake, like a real thing. And it'll thing.
Yeah, kind of. Like, one of them was, like, fish beads, like the beads in, like, the fish tanks.
Yeah.
She was, like, a really good replacement for those are, like, Nerds or, like, Pop Rocks.
Well, we know that. Yeah. That's what we think they taste like.
But then some of them are, like, really extreme. Like, one of them was, like, you know those, like, foam things for, like, plants? Like, you fill them with water?
Yes.
Yeah, it was, like, some, I don't know, it was something. I was, like, that looks actually pretty Because I've always wanted to bite that. Is it foam?
But those are the only ASMR videos I like. Oh, that and soap cutting. But I don't like when they have, like, a cutting board that's really loud. So you hear, like, it go through real smooth and you hear that clink. Like, ASMR experience is ruined and I will never watch one again. I do also like those videos on TikTok where it's, like, they'll put a bunch of, like, kinetic sand balls into a glass and then, like, push down on it. Those are addicting to watch.
I am... Honestly, I'm watching a lot more of, like, on TikTok. Like, I'm trying to get my For You page out of, like, famous people. Okay, look, I don't really get famous people. Like, I never see, like, Addison Rae, like, any of them on my For You page. Because, ew. But I will get, like, famous videos, but not, like, famous people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was this one, like, I get a lot of true crime stuff, and one was, like, psychology facts that, like, help you, like, realize the people are kind of, like, you know, kind of weird, like, a little bit of a murderer.
Right, right.
And one of them was, like, if guys who, are favored by their mothers are more than likely to be, like, serial killers. And I was, like, yeah.
That sounds right.
Yeah. Because those are the weirdest guys. Like... It's the guys who's...
Oh, no, my Timmy couldn't have killed him because I love Timmy. It's like... Timmy wouldn't do something like that.
Timmy wouldn't hurt someone. Timmy has been beating girls. Timmy would. He would.
Timmy would. Timmy was caught on camera.
And it's also weird, like, the amount of, like, motherly support that, like, some of, like, male serial killers get. Because, like, you notice, like, if you read into a trial, a lot of time the moms are, like, no, my son's innocent. Or sometimes there's even like the, he did it, but I don't think he should be in jail forever.
What?
Like, one dude was a literal serial killer. No, okay, I know one. He killed his, like, neighbor kid. I was watching this one series. He was like an older teenager. He killed his, they had like a younger kid. She was a sister of one of the boy's friends. And she was, like, walk around the neighborhood and go to their house and play and stuff. He killed her, like, dismantled her body and put it underneath his waterbed. So, like, one day.
Why you got a waterbed? You a grown.
No, he was, like, a kid, like, 8. And he was, like, teenager, like, 16, 17. And I was, like, I don't know why she's going over there to play anyways, but okay. But he literally dismantled her body, put it under his waterbed, and his mom, first of all, his mom cleans his room. His mom was cleaning his room one day, and because it was, like, really messy, and she was like, yo, it kind of smells real bad up in here. Because, oh, also, they had been looking for this girl for, like, weeks, because she'd like, never went home. So she was like, hey, yo, it smells real bad in here. Also, he was the head of the search party. I hate those cases, because if you killed somebody, at least, like, lay off. Like, it's, like, the one... Okay, let me finish this one. But she called, and she was like, okay, so I could either wait for my son to get home, or I could, like, call the police. So she called the police and then waited till her son got home. And then she was like at every court case and was like, it's very clear that he did it, but I don't think he should be in jail. But the other one was, you know, the case of...
Hey, man. This is going to be my last one, and then I'm going to... And then there's another one.
No, this is my last one. Okay.
But first, hold on. Wait. Because we were just talking about ASMR. I want to talk about those kids that will buy, like, a lot of fidget toys for no reason. And then, like, sometimes they'll randomly declare that they have, like, a mental health...
Oh, yeah, thing. No.
Like, they'll be like, oh, I have ADHD. And their mom will be like, no, you don't.
I want people to know that you do not need, like...
You could just have fidget toys.
All the people who be in the comments, like, if you don't have, like, a mental illness, you don't need fidget toys. No, you can still have them.
That's still, like, non-neurodivergent people. Yeah. Non-neurodivergent 12-year-olds that are saying this. But no, because some of them... Like, I think of specifically those, like, pop videos where it's, like, the pan and it's got all the little popping bubbles and you're supposed to pop those. Those kids, horribly aggressive. They're also addicted to popping those. I saw this video and you know that one audio, it's like, I'm sorry for fidgeting because fidgeting is what I do. I'm telling you, they made a fidget out of the sand. There was nobody around them. You couldn't see a towel or anything. So this kid singled themselves off to go film this TikTok about how much they loved fidgeting in the sand.
You know the ones who be like they'll have like the giveaways of people in the comments will like pick the numbers. One, those are so rigged because they'll be like
literally film you getting it right, and they're like, oh no, sorry, you lost.
The person will be like 10, so they'll count and put it in like the 10th place. Because okay, so how they do these giveaways is that the person in the comments picks a number. They'll, like, choose your comment, and they'll put the fidget, like, randomly. It's in air quotes. Randomly in any bubble. And if your marble just so happens to be in one of the, like, fidget things, like, you win. So it's one. And the girl was, like, 10. And he won. He put his in the 10th place. And she did it. And she, like, skipped over his... And he was like, I saw that I won. And she was like, don't ever tell me how to fidget again. I am the fidget queen. And if you can't understand that, then you need to leave my page and never come back. And he was like, I just recognized I won. And she was like, you're blocked. Don't ever come back here. And it's like a 10-year-old. I'm like, oh, my God. He just wanted to win his fidget.
Before we go, let me talk about this one of these cases I found. So what they do is that they'd go on Procreate, they do the noise tool, and it's like TV static, so it's a bunch of random colors. And what they do is they use this enlarge tool so that it would pick like the smallest of pixels and blow it up so you could see the color, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so the giveaway was, if you can guess what color is about to blow up, then you'll get the something, a shadow or something. And so somebody was like, oh, blue! And she's like, okay. And so and she then held like avoid down the blue. You couldn't see what color it was. Like, it was, like, completely random. So she held down the enlarge tool, and blue came up. But it was, like, a tealish blue. But it still qualifies as blue because it was more blue than it was teal. And she went, oh, sorry, you lost.
That's
everybody in
teal.
The comments was like, no, that's blue. And she, like, responded to one. And she's like, so do you guys think I don't know my colors? I'm actually in, like, fifth grade. So for you to think that I don't know my colors, you think fifth graders are stupid?
No, teal is a form of blue.
Even if it was like a full-on teal, it's still blue.
It's still blue, love.
If it was royal blue, that's still blue. Indigo, that's still blue.
But those kids are so aggressive. So if you ever see them on your For You page, don't interact, because you saying they're wrong, they hate it. It's like a death sentence for them.
Mm-hmm. But... we're going to go ahead and go. Thank you for listening to another episode of Warren's
Insanity, where the N is capitalized and nothing else really is. We out.
Bye.